It is time now to talk some football. We've got the voice of the Tar Heels on the line. Carolina football and men's basketball happening this weekend, so it is the perfect time to chat with Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network, who joins me on the phone. Jones, happy Friday. How's it going?
Oh, Brighton, great to be with you. And, yeah, man, busy weekend coming up. This starts that stretch here over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and hopefully a little longer with Carolina football, where the Tar Heels are overlapping some between football and basketball. It's a great time of year, and exhibition game tonight in the Smith Center against Johnson C. Smith, and of course that huge football game tomorrow night in Keenan, 8 o'clock, Carolina and Pittsburgh. So busy weekend, should be a fun weekend, and looking forward to it.
A reminder to listeners out there, basketball broadcast for the Tar Heel Sports Network starts at 6:30 tonight. Football broadcast starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Let's dive into football. We're going to be talking basketball plenty this season. What do you think, as the Tar Heels are coming off of a bye week, Jones, have this big matchup against Pitt, their first home game in 4 weeks, second bye week of the season, too. What's the benefit of the Tar Heels getting some rest at this point of the season in your mind?
Yeah, you know, Brighton, I've really liked this schedule, and it's a different one for Carolina this year, and it goes back to the fact that they played that week zero game against Florida A&M, what feels like many years ago now, but just a couple of weeks ago, where they started the season a week earlier with that game against the Rattlers. And so when you do that, that affords you the opportunity to have two open dates during the season. And you know, Aaron and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, just how it really divided up the year. You know, the Tar Heels had the first three games, very clear break with the first open date, then four games, another very clear break, which we're in right now, and then starting tomorrow, you're in the final five games of the regular season, which starts with that stretch against Pitt. And it just feels like a really beneficial way to have the year, where you can divide it up, you can focus on a smaller portion of your games that are coming with an open date there at the end. And, of course, it also allows you to get healthy. And I think maybe more than anything, that was the most important one for Carolina this go-round, is it allowed the Tar Heels just a little extra time to mentally rest and physically rest and physically try to heal, because it is a long season. And when you do have that week zero game, you know, the Tar Heels started their training camp in late July. So, you know, they've already been going now for what, a good 3 full months, and football's hard, and it's hard on your body. And these are young guys. And so to have the extra break, I think, for some of that time to heal, it was probably the most beneficial. And for the Tar Heels, it also gives you that opportunity, like all open days do, to spend a little bit more time just, hey, this is what's worked, this is what hasn't worked, this is what we need to tweak, this is what we're maybe starting to do a little too much. And it just shows you, gives you a great opportunity to self-scout as well. And they probably needed all that, Brighton, because it's going to be a tough final five games of the season, and that gets going, of the regular season, and that gets going tomorrow night against Pittsburgh.
Well, it's just so funny how at the beginning of the year it looked like it was going to be a really tough schedule for Carolina because of all those road games in the front. But when you go 6-1, then suddenly you're looking at this backloaded home schedule and you go, okay, this actually favors Carolina pretty well, especially with how the bye weeks played out. So that, you know, always having a good record helps with how you look at things. And we're hearing a lot this week, at least from coaches, about the team's maturity and how they have grown, not only throughout this season, but I think kind of taking some licks from last year too. But it's so interesting, since this year's roster, there aren't as many, I think, clear senior leaders and faces and names that people might have thought of really stepping up compared to last year when we knew so many folks. From your perspective, Jones, kind of around the program, why do you think, what is to thank for that? What do you think is the reason behind this team kind of maturing and settling down the way that it has when they were so up and down last season?
You know, Brighton, I think it comes down to the fact that the most clear example of that on the field is Carolina's record both on the road and Carolina's record in close games. Last season, the Tar Heels did not win a game away from Chapel Hill, and it felt like every close game didn't go their way. Now, obviously, that wasn't true. Tar Heels won a couple close games last season. Miami, Wake Forest come to mind. But a lot of important games that came down at the end, Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, NC State, didn't go Carolina's way. And so those two things, the record away from Chapel Hill, or the performance away from Chapel Hill, and then the performance in close games, I think were really large points of emphasis for Mack Brown and his staff with the team in the offseason through training camp leading up to the year. And so I do think that emphasis when you hear about it all the time and when it's something that is talked about and focused on, I do think that it clearly then becomes something that you are going to focus on and that you understand becomes important. And so I think you've seen some of that translate from, hey, guys, this is what the coaching staff felt really hurt you last year. This is the kind of stuff that has to get better if you want the team to be better, the program to be better, and to take a step forward. And so I do think that message was received, and due to that emphasis, you have seen better results. But also, Brighton, I think some of that just goes to actually achieving it on the field, and then that success builds on itself. And that's why I think those games against Appalachian State and Georgia State early in the year are really important for Carolina. You know, certainly would the Tar Heels have loved to have just run away with that App game? You know, they were up by multiple scores early fourth quarter, and then we know how crazy things got. Of course they would have loved to just shut the door and won the game in dominating fashion. I do think, though, the fact that they took some adversity, that it got a little wonky, but they were able to withstand it and still win, was beneficial. And then it happened again against Georgia State. Carolina had a couple of turnovers. They let the Panthers back in the game. They had to execute late to win the game, and they did. And so that success, I do think, then builds on more success. And that doesn't guarantee you're going to win every close game. But I think Carolina now, which has been in a bunch of them, as we know, Carolina feels like it is a team that can make the plays. It is confident enough that it feels like, hey, this is a tie game, or you're down 3 points, or whatever it might be, no problem. Let's go do what we've already done. And so I do think success has built on success a little bit in that way.
We're speaking with Jones Angel here on 97.9 The Hill. The football broadcast for the Tar Heels game against the Pittsburgh Panthers starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit about how they're prepping for this game. Pittsburgh, you know, you look at their record, maybe not great in that front, but we know that this is a pretty dangerous team. Pat Narduzzi is a good coach. They clearly have some defensive prowess, even though they've got kind of average numbers this year. Their offense looking kind of average too, but we know that Pitt can give Carolina some problems. And one way that I think they can is certainly with Pitt's pass rush. How do you think, Jones, Carolina's offense is preparing for a defense that's averaging 3 sacks a game and could put some pressure on Drake May Saturday?
Sure. I think the best way to think about Pittsburgh, and I'm not saying that player for player, they have the same caliber player. I'm not sure which of these teams is better. I don't know. But I think, hey, if you're thinking of style of play, I think the best way to think about Pitt is Notre Dame, because those two teams like to attack things in similar ways. And that is run the football, that is possess the football to keep it away from the opposition, really chew up that clock, and then be very aggressive with a veteran front seven and on the defensive side. And to your point, Pitt has not changed defensively since Pat Narduzzi became the head coach, and he, of course, was a long-time and successful defensive coordinator before that. They are going to get aggressive. They're going to get after the quarterback. They're going to try and stop the run, and they're going to play your receivers one-on-one with their corners. And so if you can take advantage of those one-on-one matchups on the outside, and if you can protect your quarterback well enough to give him time to do so, then you have a chance to be successful. And so to me, Brighton, that's the really important thing here for Carolina, is run the football enough. And then also, you have to protect Drake May in this game, because he is, obviously, as we've seen, good enough, accurate enough to really be able to take advantage of some of those one-on-one matchups on the outside for the Tar Heels.
It should be quite the fun matchup and quite the environment. Sellout game for Carolina, first home game in 4 weeks as they host Pittsburgh tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Keenan Stadium. If you aren't able to make it, you're going to be able to hear Jones Angel on the call right here on your flagship station for Tar Heel Sports. Jones, as always, thanks so much for the time and enjoy your weekend.
Oh, man, Brian, thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to talking with you again soon.